It's the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America. The National Security Hour exposes the wolves in sheep's clothing and their nefarious plots to undermine and destroy U.S. national security. Welcome to the National Security Hour. I'm Ed Hoagland, your host for this evening. Today, I'm going to talk about a critical topic that we must be aware of as we come up on the 2024 elections. The indoctrination of our intelligence community and national security apparatus. Democratic dystopia. We're in a cognitive war. I'm going to talk about each week on this program, a cognitive war. But we must understand we are losing this war. It is both a global and domestic war being waged by our adversaries to subvert our nation, freedoms, and independence. We must understand that what we are seeing here in America today is indeed real. And it's not just the indoctrination of our youth that we should be concerned about. It's also the purposeful indoctrination of our military, intelligence, and national security professionals. And it's being done from within, with the approval of a dystopian Democrat-led government. This is why the domestic cognitive war, as I speak to in my book, The Cognitive War, Why We Are Losing and How We Can Win. The domestic cognitive war is the existential threat to our republic, constitution, and freedoms. The blatant indoctrination efforts that are being done under the guise of equality, inclusion, while misappropriating the transgender issue to advance this full frontal assault on America's values, norms, and freedoms is abominable. It has absolutely nothing to do with individual rights or individual equality or freedoms, as we all have the same civil and constitutional rights, every American does. This is about shoving an ideological agenda down the throats of America and telling us how bad we are for not accepting it. It's purposeful, it's intent, and it's been planned for some time. And it scales across our colleges, K through 12, and universities, but now it's rampant throughout our military, our national security apparatus, and our intelligence community. I've talked about this on prior episodes, back when I talked about my white male lesbian experience, broadcast April 2023, and most recently, the Army War College's transgression, and how they, I believe, violated my and two other civil and constitutional rights. That was in March of this 2024. Today, I'm going to focus on the intentional efforts of the left in terms of indoctrinating their military intelligence community professionals by speaking to several articles that have been written over the last several months that only address a minor portion of what is actually occurring here. This is truly a battle between good and evil. And right now, folks, evil is winning. I'll talk to the U.S. intelligence agencies how they want to ban terms like radical Islamists, jihadists, because they're hurtful to Muslims, but how they basically want to police the language in our intelligence community. Second, no institution is safe, DEI throughout control in the military. I'll talk about the outrage that ensues as Biden celebrates Transgender Day of Visibility on one of the holiest days of the year. Kindergarten students as young as four, about them learning about penises and vulvas through New York City's curriculum in the schools. I'll speak to a 50-year-old transgender man, who identifies as a woman. Okay. He can call himself a woman, but he's a man. Okay. Who's breastfeeding his grandchildren, okay, using experimental hormones. The network of current and former intel officials who boost the left's agenda, okay, who boost the left's agenda in terms of this indoctrination and undercutting and subverting America. And I'll end with a quick note on the top journalism school mandating DEI. Mandating DEI. To be able to earn a degree in journalism. So you want to take a look at these topics, and you must understand this is part of a concerted effort, a pre-planned effort, a consistent effort to subvert and undermine the freedoms and the democracy and independence that we have here in America by creating groupthink and causing you to become subjugated to speak a certain way, think a certain way, and act a certain way. And I'm going to end with some specific steps that we must and can take to fight and win this ongoing cognitive war. As I talk to in my book, The Four-Part Strategy, Seizing the Narrative, Providing Proactive and Positive Legislative Agenda, Overhauling National Security, and Ensuring the Resilience of a Republic, Constitution, and Freedoms. Now, lest you think that this is just an anomaly, let me give you a quick list of some of the things the left has done to plan and execute their well-thought-out strategy, not just over the last couple of years or last decade plus since Obama and Clinton been in office, but over the last 6 to 7 decades. Okay, they advanced an massively unconstitutional campaign of election fraud in the 2020 election. They've overtaken our education system from grade school to the universities, turning them into indoctrination centers. They've been usurping the freedom of the free press to abuse that privilege by advancing a totally compromised and biased media, pushing a propaganda wave that mimics the language and the false narratives of China and Russia. They misused and fraudulently abused our national security apparatus to pursue a fraudulent investigation and soft coup against President Trump. They applauded and enabled extreme violence and domestic terrorism by left-wing fanatics like BLM and Antifa. Yet they attack parents, teachers, and Catholics in their church and investigate them because they believe in God, they believe in country. They continue their demonization, dehumanization, and character assassination of over half of America as extreme or fascist for our beliefs in what our Constitution, the freedoms, opportunity, democracy. They advance efforts like ending the Senate filibuster, stacking the Supreme Court, advancing unverified mail-in voting, all right? Why? In efforts to confiscate guns. Why? To subvert and subjugate you in America. They're passing legislation burying America's future generations in debt with multi-trillion-dollar budgets that are unconscionable. And now, over the last 3 years, and actually over the last 6 decades, they've continued to let people pour into our borders, open borders. Why? Because they want a new plantation dependency. So all of these things speak to not just haphazard random events. These are specifically planned by a well-thought-out strategy. Why conservatives sit and spin on their thumbs and hope that we can win the next election. Well, today I'm going to focus on DEI, diversity, equity, and inclusion, what's going on with our intelligence community, Department of Defense, National Security Apparatus, and others, to tell you and examine the facts on how well planned out and executed are the left's indoctrination of our frontline defense elements, but also future generations. There's a pamphlet that was published in the intelligence community under the classification for official use only. And it was related to diversity, equity, and inclusion. Now, why did they publish this FOUO level, which is then make sure it's restricted from access from the general public? Well, within there, they had a few offices that were named, maybe a few people that were named. But the point being, I think it was purposeful because they're trying to do this indoctrination and stuff under the guise and under the radar of oversight and of the American people. It says the United States top intelligence agency in this article, top intelligence agency wants to ban its spies from using biased language, including terms like radical Islamists. The Office of the Director of National Intelligence, which is responsible for handling the country's spy apparatus, seeks to ban a range of common terms they deemed offensive, such as blacklisted, cakewalk, brown bag, grandfathered, or sanity check. Now, when this broadcast goes to podcast, I include the link to this pamphlet so you can download it and read it for yourself, and it will blow your mind. Blacklisted, for instance, implies black is bad and white is good. Okay. It just boggles your mind. Okay. The document, which was first reported by the Daily Wire, which is I'm reading from this article, is the latest example of how diversity, equity, inclusion initiatives are reshaping how our government employees speak to one another and speak in the overall culture. Okay. Just unbelievable. The ODNI did not respond to a request for comment from the Daily Wire in this article. Representative Jim Banks, a member of the House Armed Services Committee, which oversees the IC, said the woke initiatives like this that are laid out are a gift to our adversaries. Well, I say it's worse than that. It's undermining our whole intelligence community and security apparatus. This wokeness, as Banks said, is a gift to our adversaries because they're bringing terms forth now how to not disparage China or Islam or Russia or others with different languages. It's just phenomenal. After four decades inside and supporting the intelligence community, this just blows my mind. The whole discussion here about DEI within the intelligence community, like I said, is now put under this for official use only label here. And it was put out in a publication called The Dive, appropriate term in my mind, The Dive, which on the front cover says engage, enlighten, empower, evolve. I mean, this is the stuff of Marxian's critical theory being laid out here. A letter from the editor says, as we welcome 2024, all of us at the ODNI's IC Diversity, Equity, Inclusion, and Accessibility Office are thrilled to relaunch The Dive as a quarterly magazine. The theme of the winter issue is the importance of words. I had the uncomfortable feeling that if my colleagues could easily dehumanize foreigners, this person writes, perhaps they could also unconsciously perceive me as being less than. There were times that I contemplated leaving, but I realized that if people like me left or resigned, who would be there to encourage change? This is what we're paying people in our intelligence community to do and write. In the article, her letter, she goes on to say, a lot has improved since then. Many people have spoken up and advocated for change. Well, you know, who? Who? I don't think there's a great call and rush to the doors in the IC for DEI training, CRT training, okay? And this, she says here, in the last few years, IC employees have been advocating for people of Asian and Pacific Island heritage have been particularly successful in creating a new framework and language guidelines for how we talk about the People's Republic of China. This is what they're working on and your taxpayer dollars are going towards. This issue of The Dive highlights some initiatives to improve the accuracy of the language we use on other topics and in analytics. That's what this magazine, this publication goes on to say. It said that there is an effort by 9 diversity advisory committees who are working tirelessly to identify their constituents' challenges, concerns. Their constituents' challenges? Who the hell are these 9 diversity committees and where are they at in the intelligence community? Okay, just unbelievable. Said since 2021, officers and CIAs, and it's blacked out, have led a grassroots effort with their colleagues across directorates to examine the language the center uses to talk about people, societies, and political context in the African context. Okay. In the same dive, appropriate term, there's an article by Anonymous. My gender identity and expression make me better. It's about a male cross-dresser. Okay, by Anonymous. Okay, red flags should go out right here to begin with. Anonymous, you know, if you're cross-dressing and you're not going to put your name on the freaking article, you're a threat, a counterintelligence threat for exposure for blackmail and others. Now, a quote from this. He said, I'm an intelligence officer and I'm a man who likes to wear women's clothes sometimes. Now, this is a publication sent out across our IC. Okay. I think my experiences have sharpened my skills as an intelligence officer. You can't make this stuff up. This is what we're paying for, people. This is what we're paying for. Clothing is one of the ways we communicate in group, out of group status to people and affects how we feel physically and emotionally. It is how we show ourselves to the world. Okay. Yet this guy's anonymous. And what's he go on to say here? I'm more aware of and hopefully supporting my women colleagues. I now have a better appreciation for how it can be uncomfortable to wear women's clothes sometimes. I know firsthand how wearing heels can make your feet hurt and it take longer to walk somewhere. Not only is this misogynist, but it's just mind-blowing. Is this guy's a cross-dresser, and he's saying understanding cross-dressers and stuff like that helps him be a better analyst. Again, this is what we're being paid for in our tax dollars. It's just amazing. It's confusing. Okay. There's a number of other aspects of this article that goes into outlined, outdating and trying to get rid of racially charged, okay, language. So sanity check, for example, is also used. The term could offend colleagues because it implies individuals' mental illness, inferior, or wrong, or incorrect. But to put this stuff in the intelligence community and shove it out to our whole Department of Defense, our whole national security apparatus, which is all 17 agencies for across all of the different executive branch elements, it's just surreal. It's just completely surreal. This is cognitive war at its finest, and it's extremely dangerous. And this is why, in my book, I call for the overhaul of national security apparatus, because this type of BS is getting in there, and it's unbelievable. When I come back from break, I'm going to continue to talk about this DIA and the plan and the layout in several articles, what's happening here to indoctrinate our intelligence community, military, and national security folks. Be sure to make AmericaOutloud.news, AmericaOutloud.news, your daily stop for all the latest news and happenings. We must all do our part to share the stories, articles, and podcasts and videos so we can help secure America's future. I'll be right back.
The buildup of spike proteins is dangerous to your health. Global Healing's Foreign Protein Cleanse detoxes your body, removing the spike proteins, allowing your body to repair from within. Formulated by Dr. Edward Group and by Dr. Brian Artis, Foreign Protein Cleanse targets and detoxes spike proteins in the body. Go to AmericaOutloud.shop and get 15% off using the code OUTLOUD. Global Healing, giving you the power to take control of your health naturally.
In 2008, people could spend an average of 12 seconds on a task without becoming distracted. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds. The digital age is narrowing our attention span. Trouble concentrating or recalling information is frustrating, embarrassing, and kills productivity. Advanced nutrition company, Healthy Cell, created Focus and Recall to boost your brain power. And unlike other supplements that don't work, Focus and Recall is not a pill. It's a patent-pending gel you swallow with ultra-absorption of science-backed ingredients to help you immediately sharpen focus, concentrate longer, and strengthen recall. These physician-formulated gels come in a small gel pack. Tear off the top, shoot it down. Thousands of 5-star reviews proves it works. Supercharge your brain and see the difference. Go to HealthyCell.com and use limited time code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order. Risk-free. Love it or your money back. Guaranteed. HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD.
Welcome back to the National Security Hour. I'm Ed Huglin, your host this evening, and I'm talking about the indoctrination of our military national security apparatus by a woke, ideological, dystopian Democratic left. It's purposeful and it's intentful. In an article by Epoch Times by Scott Sturman and Philip Cullen from the Brownstone Institute, they say no institute is safe. DEI thought controls in the military. Quote, there is a misunderstanding that brainwashing, a technique of mental and psychological reprogramming conducted in an environment of ideological totalism, is irresistibly and permanent. However, social isolation, sensory and sleep deprivation, torture and psychological manipulation in a dystopian environment do not transform most subjects into passive automatons. Okay. a far more successful system of thought control and pervasion. Persuasion is described by the founders of critical race theory, who far better understand the psychological motivations required to instill long-lasting and uncompromising cognitive alterations. Long-lasting and uncompromising cognitive alterations. Their genius was to disguise this obscure, destructive Marxist philosophy, by identifying the operation component of critical race theory with three benign words: diversity, equity, and inclusion. Brainwashing and DEI have a spectrum of similar mind-altering practices. In 1950, journalist and CIA operative Edward Hunter introduced and glamorized the term brainwashing to describe coercive methods of mind control the Chinese communists employed against U.S. POWs in Korea. His sensational claims led to the 1984 Brave New World, those movies and books, and the Manchurian Candidate movie, okay? Now we have a Manchurian president. A Manchurian president who is using these tactics of indoctrination owned by the Chinese and others, okay, to now indoctrinate our national security apparatus. It's just amazing. A study of brainwashing in China in a 1961 book, The Thought and Reform of Psychology of Totalism, okay, Mr. Lifton, the author, listed eight elements that form the basis for intimidatory mind programming that have similar psychological objectives to those of DEI. Communication is highly controlled in the reduction of language, with the reduction of language to easily remember cliches. Purity of thought is a requisite. Remember, think as I do, not as I say. It is defined in a good versus evil dialectic that considers opposing doctrines as illegitimate. Ideology is sacred, and one of the chapters must be shaped to fit that template. Okay, so Mr. Lifton here is highlighting what I talk about in cognitive war, use of ideology, religion, and issues to push one's agenda and subjugate people. The other aspect he's highlighting here is that in this indoctrination effort, it's subtle, it's simple, and it's using terms, okay, that mislead and reform or adjust the mind. It says in the article, brainwashing imputes on all or nothing phenomena and doesn't account for different levels of persuasion. And that's what this is, different levels of persuasions. The article goes on to say, for 13 years, impressional K-12 students have been bombarded with relentless propaganda promoted by the teachers who interact with them at the National Education Association, American Federation of Teachers. All right. Just amazing here. The acceptance to a military academy represents a crossroads where adolescents and young adults anticipate experiencing an intensive traditional military environment, where they will have opportunity to live in a setting behavioral expectations are centered on the ability, unity, and service. But starting with the Biden administration, the DEI-CERT equities were instantiated on day one in our service academies, in our military academies, and now in our war colleges. For more than a decade since the introduction of President Barack Obama's executive order 13583, U.S. military academy administrations have de-emphasized merit and have embedded DEI into the fabrics of the academy life. A summary of critical race training at the U.S. Naval Academy's DEI informational page on the Academy's website describes an odd mixture of unabated institutional commitment to inclusiveness and diversity, while simultaneously endorsing segregated affinity groups based on ethnicity, sex, and race. So here they're purposely breaking us up into different divisive groups. The U.S. Military Academy's DEI conference revealed an academy administration that has faithfully filled Marcuse's bidding by enlisting the Corps of Cadets to serve as soldiers in support of DEI. So what they really have started to create here are political commissar offices, much as the China and Russia did with the communist formations in their governments for years. The vigorous commitment to DEI, the article states, the DEI unveiled a degree of smugness not unlike the testimony exhibited by three high-profile Ivy League university presidents whose comments portrayed them as ideologues defending tenuous positions. You all remember that in the press, don't you? All the service academies have adopted efficient versions of thought reform programs. Okay, thought reform programs. The psychological pressure, the potential abuse of power, intimidation, and specter of anonymous accusations are foreign to non-totalitarian organizations. Yet, at the Air Force Academy, Naval Academy, and others, this is exactly what's happening. You have cadet political officers who wear distinctive armband, who are installed in each squadron or company and tasked to report DEI-related information outside the chain of command to the Academy's chief of DEI. You hear that, people? They have little armbands, specific instructions to report outside the chain of command as little political officers. If someone doesn't state the right terminology, doesn't use the right pronouns. This is what's happening in your military academies. While you have cross-dressers in the United States intelligence community talking about how that hones their skills, why they don't put their name on a document, why? These are issues in counterintelligence, insider threats. These people can be blackmailed. It's completely obscene. It's completely obscene. This Brownstone Institute report goes on, the window of opportunity to obtrude years of DEI indoctrination and train officers in accordance with the highest standards of military science has been squandered. Cadets and midshipmen hoping for a reprieve from DEI propaganda become disheartened, and their classmates who support DEI dogma are emboldened by the affirmation granted to them. Congruent opinions between superiors and students in the academy setting offer distinct rewards and enhanced prospects for promotion. Okay, so here you see it. This is how you reward the indoctrination. Those who speak the lemming speak, those who speak the woke speak, those are the ones who are going to get promoted. Those are the ones who are going to get the sweet assignments, which is why we now have a chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff who professes and promotes this crap. The article goes on to say DEI program propaganda succeeded where traditional Marxist thought revision failed by understanding the human psyche's vulnerability to incremental influence over long periods at crucial periods of psychological development. Now, this is where the left plans methodically and very well out, very well thought out. Look at our pre-K, K through 12, and universities, colleges. Look at the school boards, school associations, okay, city councils. And look who's running those. And look how this crap's slowly infiltrated and become dominant. The article states the DEI's ability to persuade large populations to voluntarily act in a self-destructive manner marks it as a triumph of Marxist brainwashing. This is cognitive warfare at its finest, and it's extremely effective, and it's taking place inside the United States using your tax dollars, using your community dollars to indoctrinate your children and future leaders of our military and intelligence community in a thought and mind control paradigm that is anathema to the Constitution of the United States, individual rights, civil rights, and our constitutional rights. The article states cadets and midshipmen face a daunting task how to resist DEI indoctrination that applies for thought reform through coercive yet often subtle psychological techniques. Adolescents and young adults attending U.S. service academies are expected to take orders with little reservation. But there are also patients who are entitled to protections afforded the Nuremberg Code. This is where they're all forced to take the jab as well. But as you heard me in my discussion on the Army War College, you can't speak truth to power. You can't speak truth in an academic environment. It's considered hate speech. And there's been no accountability no retribution for the denial of my and two other civil and constitutional rights. But this is what's taking place, not just in your high schools, your pre-K, but it's in your universities, your colleges, and now it's in your academies, your military service schools, and your Army War College, your Air Force, Navy, Coast Guard, all these different war colleges. You have to think about this, because this is what's happening to America. Now, on top of this, we have to take a look at most recently what happened here that exemplifies how far and how fast the radical left is willing to subjugate and subvert not only our Constitution, but the religious rights and freedoms of Americans, which are anathema to these different radical movements. For 2.7%, probably 1.8% of the population who are transgender and stuff, they're trying to shove this stuff down our throats. It is no better example than as the fraudulent President Biden celebrated Transgender Day of Visibility on Easter Sunday. In a statement from the White House, it said, "Now, therefore, I, Joseph R. Biden Jr., President of the United States of America, by virtue of the authority vested in me by the Constitution and laws of the United States, do hereby proclaim March 31st, 2024 as Transgender Day of Visibility. I call upon all Americans to join us in lifting up the lives and voices of transgender people throughout our nation to work towards eliminating violence and discrimination based on gender identity," the statement read. Yet here's what he's doing. He's being a bigot, he's being discriminatory, and he's using what he says that he's a Catholic, okay? He uses the fact that he says he's a Catholic to promote and appropriate transgenderism to what? Subvert Americans and subvert our whole ideological makeup. He takes a bigoted, racist, and anti-Christian stance for a vast majority of Americans by promoting this Visibility Day on Easter, one of the holiest days of the year in Christianity. He had other options for this, but he decided to push it that way. It's just like the Fairfax City Council did the same thing. Now, this was pre-planned. It was pre-planned because they had a statement ready. They had everything set up. They knew they wanted to shove this stuff down the American people's throats. But this is the battle between good and evil. This is what you must understand here. If they're purposely indoctrinating their children before they even get to the military academies, then they reinforce this crap with political officers and cadets at the academies and colleges. Then they have military officers and intel professionals who believe in this stuff. You've now undermine the whole basis of our constitutional government, because you now have people who will speak and say things as lemmings. They no longer believe in a constitution. They believe in an ideology. In an article in the Gateway Pundit by Christian Taylor, she reacting to reports the Biden White House has banned religious themes for an Easter egg contest for children of National Guard members. Now, an Easter egg contest for children of National Guard members, your service people from your states, okay? Senator Tommy Tuberville, Representative Republican from Alabama, posted a statement that said, "Because at the Democrats are a satanic cult." Now, this isn't extreme. This is calling and hitting the nail on the head. Tuberville repeated the observation, okay, in a comment on Joe Biden proclaiming Easter as a Transgender Day of Visibility. Tuberville has warned that as a satanic cult, okay, Democrats are trying to groom America's children into their warped ideology, and he's 1,000% correct. Tuberville made these remarks during a speech recently at a warehouse in front of approximately 100 Republican delegates. But this is where you have to take a stand. This is where you have to stand up and start pushing back. At the city, state, county, local levels, and federal level. The indoctrination effort is systemic. It's well planned out. Its breadth is amazing. And is pushed at every level of education throughout our regular, civil, and now military intelligence community elements. The Dive, as I talked about, The Dive. What a freakish type magazine that they need to get rid of in publication. Okay. And they're putting that crap out in the intelligence community. Engage, enlighten, empower, and evolve. If you want to evolve, go try to do that in some other foreign country that's under dystopian dictatorship. Okay. See how far that gets you. But that's where they're trying to drive this stuff here. It's absolute abomination. There's a kindergarten student as young as 4 who are learning about penises and vulvas through New York City's HIV/AIDS curriculum. Sharika Soul in the Gateway Pundit noted in the book says the sex doc, okay, a Black female sex educator writes, some girls wear dresses, some girls won't. Some girls have vulvas, some girls don't. Some boys have a penis and some boys do not. Okay, this is for preschool and kindergarten age kids. When I come back from break, we're going to continue on with this discussion here, because it's critical for you to understand the level of planning that they're fulfilling, a pre-planned strategy and executing it here to shove this stuff down our throats, because they feel they're running out of time now. All of our shows go to podcasts typically the day after broadcast. It's heard here on Talk Radio. You'll see some links to the Dive that I talked about here. Okay, you can hear us on Spotify, Stitcher, and Pandora, and iHeart Podcasts, and many more. Be sure to subscribe and rate my broadcast here in the Apple Podcast for me so I get some feedback. I'll be right back.
Well, the year 2024 must be the year of the Patriot, and AmericaOutloud.news will equip you with all the information you need to give new meaning to the words Patriot Act. For our actions always ultimately define our words. Now is our time, my fellow Americans. America Out Loud Talk Radio. Liberty and justice for all.
Cholesterol, blood pressure, blood sugar, inflammation, and weight. These are all real-world problems that 87% of Americans are struggling with. Often, there are no symptoms, but left unattended, we become inundated with one health problem after another. It's time to fight back with HealRight. HealRight is a bar that you eat, but it's food as medicine that addresses the nutritional root cause of health issues in just 8 weeks. Developed by world-renowned scientists and backed by 15 years of research, HealRight is effective, but it's also delicious and works without additional diet or lifestyle changes. Step out of the statistics and use food as medicine. Visit HealRight.com/OutLoud or AmericaOutloud.shop and use the code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Millions of Americans are needlessly suffering from the long-haul effects of the toxic spike protein. Dr. Peter McCullough and his team at The Wellness Company designed their spike support formula to counteract harmful spike protein from COVID-19 and vaccines so you can feel your best. Go to OutLoudCare.com today and use code OUTLOUD for 25% off your first order.
Welcome back to the National Security Hour. We're talking about the indoctrination of our intelligence community and national security apparatus. I spent 4 decades serving this country in uniform, out of uniform as a federal executive, and also as a civilian doing consulting and stuff with the U.S. government. During those 4 decades, I worked with a plethora and variety of different people of different sexual orientation, different races, creeds, color, stuff like that. We never had issues. But this administration and prior administrations like Obama, Clinton, and others have made these things issues. Why? Because they seek to divide. They seek to divide and move us from a melting pot to a boiling pot. Why? Because when you take a look throughout history, in this ongoing cognitive war, both domestically and globally, how do the radical left elements succeed? They come forward with Orwellian language, utopian dreams and ideologies that tell you how to think, what to think. And if you don't comply, you're punished, censored, canceled, or ejected from whatever organization or workplace you're in. And this is what they're doing now across our national security establishment. That's why military recruiting has tanked the last couple of years, because they're pushing out the people who actually give a darn about our country, these true American patriots, and they're replacing them with subservient lemmings of the left who march in lockstep by their political officer comrades. Okay, now this isn't persistent just yet, because the vast majority of the people inside the intelligence community reject this kind of crap. But they have to go along with it. Why? Because their pay, their job, and their livelihood's on the line. And this is how the left uses that to then cause people to become subjugated, okay? Because they'll threaten you, your clearances, your life, your job, okay, and take these things away from you if you don't comply. In the dive that I talked about, the term melting pot is considered racist. The term melting pot is considered racist. Okay. This is the level and depth of psychotic behavior and Orwellian language that's being pushed on us. It is being pushed on your intelligence community members behind the green door, the classified door, okay? So you don't see it and you don't hear it. You don't see it and you don't hear it. It's just amazing what they're doing. But the fact that the melting pot is considered an abominable language in this DEI crowd tells you all you need to know, because that's what's made America great. That's what made America free for the last 250 plus years, is our ability to assimilate others, race, creed, color, religion, cultural background, and make them American. What the left has wanted to do through all this stuff is divide and conquer by race, creed, color, religion, sexual orientation, or anything else. And that's why they've misappropriated this issue of transgenderism. They could give a rat's about transgenders. What they want to do is use this issue to try to push their Orwellian language and a certain agenda for a fraction of the U.S. population on the majority of Americans and the rest of the population. And that's what they've done throughout the years and decades, using our own institutional organizations, our governance frameworks within the society, the county, state, federal levels, okay? Because they understood from prior examples in this cognitive war, which has been going on since mankind was created, and it will continue till mankind no longer exists. They've taken the lessons from the 1800s and 1900s on, and they've expanded them with the use of information technology, and they've honed them in terms of narratives. They've overtaken the free press, which is no longer a free press. It is now the fifth column of subversives. And they've done this across every element of our federal institutions. There is a deep state. There is actually a deep state, because the federal government bureaucracy is rewarded for protecting the bureaucracy, not defending and protecting the United States. And that's why we must overhaul the overall national security apparatus and other aspects. Now, I'm giving you specific examples And why? Because I want you to understand that this is not just some random haphazard thing that's happening here in America. This has been going on for decades. And I'm just giving you examples and picking several articles over the last several months to highlight how this is being executed right under your noses. And there's little you can do about it except for, and I'll give you some information at the end on how you can change, help change these things. But you have to get involved. You have to get out. You have to act at the city, state, local, county levels, at the federal level. You have to act via elections, participation, volunteering, and getting engaged. Because the left knows that if you don't, they'll then control the agendas, the legislation, the indoctrination, and the policies that continue to push this crap. So, for example, there's an article by Ben Q. 50-year-old transgender woman breastfeeds trans child using experimental hormones. All right. First of all, they could say 50-year-old transgender, but it's not a woman, it's a man. This guy stated he stopped pursuing his personal goal to breastfeed due to logistical barriers. Let that sink in. Logistical barriers, such as the need to take care of his grandchildren while his daughter was pumping, breastfeeding her kids. The article says her primary, but I'll say this, his primary motivation for inducing lactation was to experience the bond of breastfeeding that he had not been able to do with his own five children. So here's a guy taking experimental drugs so he can breastfeed his grandchildren because he couldn't breastfeed his kids. Okay, this is abnormal. Okay, this is just completely abnormal. The transgender described as an emotional experience that helped him forge a special bond with his grandchildren. The article writes, the patient carefully reported this as a significant emotional experience that felt very different than formula feeding for her or his other children. But this is where we've come, America. Transgenders deserve equal protection, civil constitutional rights. They should deserve to be respected and treated properly. But when do we stop in the biological transformation and then inducing this on the rest of society and these poor children? You want to go breastfeed on your grandfather's teats? Okay, I don't think so. But this is where we've come. This is just an abomination to me. Okay. Another article by Bill Gertz in the Washington Times. Network of current former intel officials boosts leftist agendas, says CIA, ex-CIA agent. An author says ideological biases will have lasting negative consequences. Now, this is a good article overall by Bill Gertz, and it speaks to John Gentry's new book and other things coming out. Okay, John Gentry thinks that a lot of this stuff happened just since Obama. Okay, and news for him. He's a younger guy, so I'll give him credit. But this stuff started happening decades ago. Since the founding of the CIA, it's been happening ever since then, slowly but surely. Because the Ivy League leftist schools which founded the agency also were the very same ones who infiltrated and put in a number of different spies. Look at the Venona papers. The infiltration continues today with the folks like John Brennan, who voted as a communist, okay, in an election, who admitted that. They still got into the CIA. But you have in this article here is a call for the elimination of DEI offices, and I applaud that. So John Gentry, I applaud him for saying that they need to eliminate these offices in the intelligence community. But they also apply to the Department of Defense, Homeland Security, State, our whole national security apparatus. Because these DEI CRT efforts are part of a ideological effort that I call out in my book, In Cognitive War, Domestic and Global Cognitive War, which are undermining and subverting their country. In the book, I mean, in the article, John Gentry, a veteran, both the executive branch and congressional intel agencies, and our adjunct professor at Georgetown University, warns of the politicization of the intelligence community, particularly CIA. Okay. Now, he's got a somewhat myopic view, but he's on spot on here because he hadn't been around the different IC elements like I have. Quote, a new dramatically stronger and damaging form of politicization, partisan political activism willing to damage or destroy politically a sitting American president has taken roots in our intelligence community. Now, you heard me talk about this for the last couple of years here. That's why I've been on my own personal jihad over the last several years here to highlight the dangers of this cognitive war and why we are losing and tell you how we can actually win. Now, in this article by Bill Gertz, he speaks that Gentry's first sign of nonpartisan nature of the IC was upended in 2016 with former CIA analyst Mike Morrell wrote an op-ed criticizing President Trump and endorsing Hillary Clinton. Well, this has been going on for decades before that, I'll tell you, people. I've seen it firsthand. Then you have 51 high-ranking intel officials. These are the senior leaders across your intelligence community, all asserting salacious and damaging information on the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation, while at the same time calling Donald Trump a spy. But Gentry's right. We have to eliminate the Office of Diversity within the various intel agencies, but we have to do it within the executive branch as a whole. Asked if intelligence deep state of powerful behind-the-scenes activists exists, as some of Trump's advisors have suggested, Mr. Gentry says the closest thing to such entities are the diversity offices. All intelligence agencies now have such offices, which critics say impose politically charged woke personnel policies and enforce them by punishing those that do not comply. And this is very true. Very true. They actually, and we talked about this with the military academies, if you're not complying with this genre of Orwellian group speak, you're ostracized, censored, and canceled. You don't get promoted. Just take a look at Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Brown, his predecessor, Mark Milley. Okay, and Secretary of Defense Austin. What do all these folks have in common? They've served over three decades plus in the military. Did you hear any one of these people, so-called senior military leaders, ever whine, complain, or raise an objection while they're in uniform about this DEI and CRT and how everything's so inequitable, or about the need to go hunting for white supremacists? Or forcing people to take any type of injection over their constitutional rights? No, but all of a sudden you've seen that here with this group here. Why? Because they have the political power. They have the political backing. And that's why they're not afraid to show up. That's why they're not afraid to move forward and push these types of things. Now, I've talked about Jim Clapper, John Brennan, Mike Hayden, and Comey, okay? I've talked about them before on this program. Whether it's justice, whether it's the DNI, whether it's CIA, okay? These people are pushing these political agendas under the noses of the congressional oversight and under the noses of U.S. legal citizens, okay? It's just amazing. Amazing. And in the article, he writes, quote, despite claiming to be apolitical civil servant, Gentry says this Edward Ned Price, a career CIA officer who resigned in protest during the Trump administration, had a long history of working for Democratic politicians and causes. But this is what happens here, folks. They embed them, they put them in, and stuff like that. The next and last article I'll speak to is Top Journalism School Mandates Diversity Course to Earn a Degree. The Walter Cronkite School of Journalism, in an article by Alice Giordano, okay, in the Epoch Times, okay, redefine such phrases as America as a melting pot as race-based microaggressions. Okay. The course, the article quote, which also applies to students supporting journalism, redefines traditional phrases such as America is a melting pot as race-based microaggressions, and teaches future journalists to avoid assuming unearned benefits that come with heterosexual privileges. So see how they do this? This is being forced. So if you want to get a degree in journalism, you have to take this BS Orwellian course and you have to bow to the god of wokeness. I mean, it's just amazing here. To object to a man using a woman's bathroom, the article quotes, is an example of discrimination against transgender individuals. Reads a chapter in the course entitled Sexuality and Gender Identity. The course also teaches students to view statements like, I believe the most qualified person should get the job. It's a microaggression. Why? Because it somehow translates that job on based on merit, because it says that people of color are given extra unfair benefits because of their race. But this is the type of crap they're pushing here. So what can we do to fix this stuff here? In the last minute here, I'm going to talk about this specifically. Well, first of all, we have to apply the four points in my strategy I put forth in my book. First, we have to seize the narrative. We must begin by laying out in a clear, simple manner the choice before us in 2024. Good or evil, perversion and parents, independence or submission, law and order or chaos, tyranny and anarchy. We have to seize the narrative. To only seize the narrative, all we have to do is highlight the real and pervasive psychotic, dystopian, and delusional efforts I just highlighted, because they're persistent and they're every day. They're in your face, but we have to highlight that and show what the difference is and show what the impact is. We have to put forth a positive, proactive legislative agenda. We have to ban, defund, and permanently make it illegal for DEI, CRT, and other racistly divisive Marxist ideologies be taught at our city, state, county, federal levels. We have to overhaul our national security apparatus, as I've called for in my book, The Cognitive War, Why We Are Losing and How We Can Win. Because if we don't overhaul the structure and restructure and dramatically change the culture within, these dystopian folks will take over. And lastly, we have to ensure the resilience of the Republic, Constitution, and freedoms. And we have to do this by ensuring people get involved in grassroots efforts from K through 12 to universities and schools. We take and end tenure for professors. And you must get on the school boards, county, city council, state legislative offices, and White House. I'm here in the National Security Hour to tell you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear. I will go outside of the fog of the daily chaos to give you a strategic perspective on national security issues and speak truth to power, the power of we the people, so we together can best ensure the resilience and security of our republic. Thanks for joining us on the mission. The National Security Hour is the tip of the spear in the epic battle to defend the United States of America.